Hey, it's Nishant, and welcome to Higher IQ. It's Saturday, September 12th. I'm actually in Louisville this weekend for the wedding of my good friends Vishnu and Danielle. And when you think about Louisville, three things come to mind, at least most likely. For me, it's bourbon, the Louisville Slugger baseball brand, which was founded right here in 1884, and Muhammad Ali. My hotel is actually on Muhammad Ali Boulevard. Walking around the city, you feel this guy everywhere. So I wanted to tell the story of how the greatest athlete of the 20th century got his start. And it begins with a stolen bicycle. Okay, let's rewind the clock. It's October of 1954. Cassius Marcellus Clay Jr., also known as Muhammad Ali, was 12 years old. At this point, though, he's skinny, he's loud, and he has a brand new red and white Schwinn bicycle, a Christmas present from his father. He rides it to Louisville Service Club on South 4th Street, where they're giving out free snacks and hot chocolate. He parks it outside, he goes in, and when he comes back, the bike is gone. Cassius is furious. Not sad, he is actually very angry. He's crying, but he's also telling anyone who'll listen to him that he's gonna find whoever took his bike and whoop him up. Someone points him downstairs, to the basement of the Columbia Auditorium. And down there, there's a policeman named Joe Martin, who fills out the police report. So Cassius marches down into the basement, and what he finds is not a desk with the cop filling out paperwork, but instead he sees a boxing gym. Joe Elsby Martin was a Louisville police officer who ran the Columbia Gym, a boxing program for the city's youth. He's been instrumental in integrating Louisville's amateur boxing scene, merging the separate gyms for black and white fighters under one roof. When this crying 12-year-old tells him about the stolen bike and his plan to beat up the thief, Martin looks at the kid and says something that changes his life. He says, "You better learn to fight before you start fighting." So Cassius looks around the gym, and years later, in his autobiography, he described that moment in detail. The smell of the sweat and the rubbing alcohol, about 10 boxers hitting speed bags, jumping rope, sparring in the ring, all sorts of stuff. One slim boy was shadowboxing, throwing punches almost too fast for his eyes to follow. And Cassius later wrote that he almost forgot about the bike entirely. Martin took him on as his disciple. And 6 months later, Cassius Clay stepped into the ring for the first time. He was only 89 pounds at the time. And the fight was an amateur bout that aired on Martin's local TV show. It's called Tomorrow's Champions. He fought a kid named Ronnie O'Keefe, and he won by split decision. But suddenly, as he put it, he felt like he had a new life. After he found his passion, he trained obsessively. And by the time he was 16, he'd won 6 Kentucky Golden Glove titles. By 17, 2 National Amateur Athletic Union Championships. Martin wasn't a world-class boxing technician. Ali himself said that Martin's talent was more on the promotional side. But he got Muhammad Ali, or Cassius Clay, whatever you prefer, in front of people. He put him on television, and he convinced him that he could compete at the highest level, which, for a kid, I can tell you, someone who instills confidence is the best kind of mentor. In 1960, the Olympics were in Rome. Cassius was 18 years old and the best amateur light heavyweight in the country, but there was just one problem. He hated flying. Honestly, I don't blame him. He was so terrified of getting on a plane that he initially told his trainers that he'd rather skip the Olympics entirely than board another flight. He'd been convinced to fly from Louisville to San Francisco for the Olympic trials, but Rome? That was a totally different beast. Eventually, they talked him into it, but not before he went out and bought a parachute. He strapped it to his back, walked onto the plane, and flew across the Atlantic wearing it the entire time. In those Olympics, he won gold. 4 fights, 4 victories. Standing on the podium in Rome, 18 years old, gold medal around his neck. And it was the moment the world first saw what the kid from Louisville could do. Muhammad Ali returned home a hero. But then he walked into a whites-only restaurant in Louisville wearing his Olympic gold medal and was refused service. That's a darker chapter of the story, and it's worth its own episode. But the point for today is this. None of it happens without that bike. The Olympics, the Sonny Liston upset, the rumble in the jungle, the whole float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. All of it traces back to a 12-year-old boy who wanted to beat up a bicycle thief and stumbled upon a boxing gym by accident. So let's close this one out. That bike, by the way, was never found. No police report ever turned up, and so therefore no thief was ever caught. But if you walk through downtown Louisville today, past the old Columbia Auditorium, which is now part of Spalding University, you'll see a red Schwinn bicycle hanging over the entrance. A replica was placed there after Ali died in 2016. A red bicycle stolen nearly 72 years ago, now memorialized as the spark that lit one of the most extraordinary lives in American history. Joe Martin, the trainer, died in 1966 at the age of 80. By then, the kid who came crying into his gym had become Muhammad Ali, three-time heavyweight champion of the world, Olympic gold medalist, and one of the most recognized humans on the planet. And Martin, reflecting on it all, said something remarkably simple. He just said he was just a boy who lost his bike. I happen to be the cop on duty and help him find what he's passionate about. Stay informed, stay curious, and we'll see you tomorrow.